Did you experience any racism when you were like a child in Champaign, or not really?
Yeah, there was a lot of racism back then. One thing that stands out very vivid in my mind is that my mother was a real pioneer for equal rights for everybody. Meadow Gold had a ice cream parlor on the corner of Fifth and University. Blacks could buy ice cream, but they could not eat it inside the building. You had to take it home or take it outside and eat it. And so my mother was instrumental in boycotting Meadow Gold. And it might have been they really didn't, it was just the sign of the times. But things did change after that.
When did you become aware of racism, really? Like how serious it was?
Probably when I was in the first grade.
Are there any events that happened that?
Yeah, I had a neighbor that I always played with. We, as you know, for a year, when we moved into this apartment, the neighbors were white, and there was a little boy, and I think a little girl too, about my age, and we played every day together. But when we started going to school, there was a great difference. Neither one of them could play with me anymore, or a very limited amount of time that we spent together. And that troubled me. I wondered what was going on. I didn't understand. I asked my mother, and my mother said, "Well, when you get older, you will understand." And it did trouble me, but my mother, even being raised in the South, she was a very loving person and never wanted to think the worst of anybody. And you didn't know for sure why that was happening. But, as I grew older, I began to learn why that was happening. It's going to school, you don't deal with those people anymore, and so forth and so on.
Yeah, it must have been like,
It was a shock. It was really a shock.
especially being that young.
Yeah.
During what period of your life was racism most intense?
It's just something that's always there, and you know it's there. And I think it's the frame of mind of a person. Going to uni, there were two blacks in my class. One guy never came to class, so virtually I was the only black there. And I think I learned early to take advantage of what was there and not worry about other people's problems. I accepted people, except I did have a bit of a problem when I first came back, because although we didn't have to deal with the racism in the South, there was a lot of it back in the 50s and 60s going on down there. So you have to be very open to how you're going to accept and react to these things that are happening around you. I couldn't understand how could a human being turn a power hose on people and just knock them down. How could human beings, whether you be black, white, or whatever, how could you turn dogs on human beings knowing that the dogs are going to bite them and hurt them? And then this starts a whole nother process of human beings. Well, I guess what I want to say is how human beings treat other human beings. And we're interesting creatures because I just don't understand it. I like to treat people the way I want to be treated.